The new federal rules protecting patient privacy have been in effect for a week, and reporters argue they could keep legitimate stories out of the public eye because it'll be harder to get information about a person being treated at a hospital. Barbara Cochran is the president of the Radio Television News Directors Association. She says the current limitations make it difficult to report on news the public is used to hearing.
Any kind of investigative story or story that might originate with a whistleblower will now be much more difficult to tell about our healthcare system because the specific information can't be released.
Cochran says it'll be harder to report news like food poisoning outbreaks or the condition of police brutality victims. Experts say journalists can turn to police or family members to get patient information, but Cochran says that may significantly delay stories. And approaching family can have its drawbacks. Lisa Brunette is a spokesperson with UW Hospitals and Clinics in Madison. She points to the Madison bus fire in 1998. A man set fire to several people aboard a city bus, and six were seriously hurt. Brunette says family members weren't ready for the intense media attention. She says the hospital was able to give out information then that it might not be able to now.
The family members were extremely traumatized and pretty much weren't in any position to provide a lot of information. The fact that we could at least give condition reports helped take away some of the pressure for more details.
Hospitals do face steep fines if they violate the privacy law. At Frederick Hospital in Milwaukee, spokesperson Mark McLaughlin says they have an obligation to keep information confidential if a patient wants.
But is it going to make a huge difference from a journalistic standpoint and patient relations and going public or remaining private? I don't really think so. It's still the patient's decision, and that's what the hospitals have to guard zealously.
Media groups want to meet with Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson, whose office oversees violations to the law. They hope to change the rules to give journalists more access to patient information. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.